The 8th meeting of the Asian Bishops Institute for Social Communications, BISCOM 8, is underway this week in Bangkok, Thailand. Participants are exploring the theme social media, surfing, networking, blogging, gaming, addiction, challenges and opportunities for communication ministry in Asia. Father Sebastian Periannan is a professor of social communications at St. Peter's Pontifical Institute in Bangalore, India, and a featured speaker at BISCOM 8. He spoke with Father P.J. Joseph Pampalikunal of Vatican Radio's India service about the implications of social networking for pastoral ministry on the continent.
Father P.J., I'm so happy that you are here for this BISCOM conference about the social networking and pastoral ministry implication for communication ministry. I'm really happy that the listeners will benefit out of this. You know, my focus was on Asian youth or confident youth, very disciplined, committed. They would like to learn more, but then there is some confusion. At the same time, there is some positive aspect and the negative aspect of social networking in the society. There are a group of students have said in Taiwan, 30 delegates from Japan, Korea, and Taiwan and Singapore, they gathered together and they said, we don't want to waste time in internet, things like that. That means they are wasting time. But at the same time, the positive aspect is tremendous when it comes to friendship, information sharing, value sharing, tolerance, understanding each other. There's a lot of good things are going on. So we should be aware of that. In that background, I proposed a kind of module or strategy for Asia, pastoral youth ministry, under four headings: youth awakening, life sustaining, enriching the faith, word of God liberating. It is not only for youth, it is for anybody. But since the address is about youth, I'm using the word youth. Youth are our resources. Youth are our basic leaders. So today's youth are the tomorrow's world and the church. So we accept and appreciate the contribution, the presence of our youth, but at the same time, we look how we can help each other. In order to awaken the youth, the resources that we have at the moment is the e-church, for example, e-parish, diocesan digital planning. All these things will help in whatever way we can bring our youth together for a better participation, cooperation, and understanding. The core values for youth awakening is enablement. There are some of them are not enabled. They should be enabled. And there are some who consider social media or any media for that matter as evil or demonic. So we need to guide our youth to integrate media for a good use, for a responsible use. And the transformation aspect of the youth awakening is the life is so joyful and they should be optimistic. Joy must be experienced. Our Lord came and He said, joy and fullness I am giving. So that joy of Jesus must be shared. Life sustaining, when I wanted to talk, networking, today you can't do anything without networking. Our Lord Jesus said, put the fishing net the other side. Today He is telling us, use the internet for gospel proclamation, gospel sharing. And social networking is another important area through which we can do proclamation. And healing is needed with the family members, community members, parish members, bishops, priests, everywhere we need the healing. That is the core value of this pastoral ministry. And we need to educate our youth through the study of faith and morals. Basically, the faith and morals must be taught and instruction should be given. When that is given, witnessing comes. Paul the VI told us, modern young people would like to experience the gospel, not through stories or message, but through witnesses. Enriching faith. How we can enrich our faith? First cell is family. Family is an important place where we have to educate our children and youth and all of us. And the basic Christian community, in most of the countries it is spreading. And social networking. These areas, these three must be used as a resources to enrich our faith. Advocacy and justice. For example, when it comes to environmental issues, youth participation through advocacy and justice issues. Youth cannot tolerate injustice done in the society. And they want justice to be done. So that must be brought it up. That is a core value. a prayer group and sharing stories. For example, youth would like to have a meaningful full prayer sharing. Of course, mass is there, but then meaningful prayer group and sharing stories of success stories. And God experience, God-oriented, Jesus-oriented transformation will take place out of all this. Lastly, my observation or sharing will be, Word of God is liberating. That is the most beautiful aspect that I would like to share. The resources are the sacramental celebrations. There are 7 sacraments. In each sacrament, we have life and grace transformation given to us through our Lord Jesus. That must be experienced. That must be taught and shared. And they themselves can also help others and share. Interreligious service for the countries in Asia, for example, we are mostly from Indians and Japan, Korea, China, and these countries, various religious groups are there. Interreligious dialogue and tolerance is very important in this context. The last one, or the not the least, Lectio Divina, there I would like to talk about Cardinal Mario Martini. Cardinal Mario Martini was a great scripture scholar of international repute. He was a former rector of the Gregorian University, became the archbishop, and became a leading person in communication. Now, I know about 50 books he has written, more than 50 books. He has given me at least 6 books that were in Italian. I happened to meet him. I have read some of his books, particularly Communicating Christ. That was one of the very interesting books that he wrote. I have read. I have used his lessons for classes in theology. When I met him in Jerusalem, 4 or 5 years ago, he was just relaxing at the same time, studying the Bible, teaching and helping others. So I had a wonderful opportunity of meeting this great man, a great mind, a person of, with a lot of dynamism, I would say, and communication capabilities. And he told me, anything can happen, anything may grow, communication is important, but Lectio Divina, we must educate ourselves, and particularly our young people, to read the Bible in a scriptural way, prayerful reading of the scripture. Go use the Word of God, use the Bible, and that is going to liberate us and help us for our communion. I think Cardinal Martini had a great vision for the church, and he was a great man of communication. Some years ago, he was in Bangkok for a World Congress of the Signis members, UNDA at the time. He was given a great standing ovation for the contribution that he has done for the pastoral planning and communication in the Archdiocese of Milan and so many other places, the talks that he gave. So it was a great inspiration for me. Ultimately, we are trying to have a basic communion in the church.